Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about being continuing to be with you, celebrating a third decade in the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. Eric Cole is a great member of our Brain Trust, author of the new book, Spanking New. I mean, right today you have to pre-order it, but you won't have to wait long. It's going to be out in about a week or two. Cyber Crisis, Protecting Your Business from Real Threats in the Virtual World by Eric Cole, multi-year advisor to Bill Gates. Hey, Eric, tell us about the book.
So Cyber Crisis is all about helping business leaders, whether you're a small business, medium, or large, understand cybersecurity in business terms with practical, easy steps that you can take to protect and secure yourself. Because let's face it, cybersecurity people tend to geek out and speak in a language that others don't understand. So to me, there needed to be a resource that you could read in 2 to 3 hours that give you clarity, focus, and actionable items.
Boy, I tell you, that's so needed. You're exactly right. I hire those guys. I pay those guys. And sometimes I interview them, and I have to be the Rosetta Stone between them and regular people sometimes. You're right. Sometimes they geek out, and that's the reason why I'm glad you wrote the book, because, folks, you ought to be able to – you're going to have to become – have some level of cyber expertise as a business owner, Eric, because even if you don't need to become the pro like Eric is and like some of our Brain Trust members are, you're going to need these people to help you. You're going to have to hire them. You're going to write them a check. You need to know what you're paying for, don't you, Eric?
Absolutely. If you can't ask the right questions, there are some good ethical security companies out there, and there's some really bad ones. So you need to make sure you know enough to make sure you're getting the service that you need and desire.
Well, and my goal is to not be held hostage by my own technology companies. You know, that's a real challenge sometimes. And so, folks, the smarter you can be, the more you'll see whether you're being led down the right path or the primrose path. And I think you'll find that in the new book, Cyber Crisis by Eric Cole. Eric, what are some specific things we can do that you talk about in your book to prevent us from A, becoming victims of ransomware and other cybercrime ourselves, but also not contributing, not being the linchpin of a supply chain attack on a bigger customer?
Right, so real quick, the three biggest targets to your organization are going to be phishing emails, going to be targeting servers, or going to be third parties. So real quick, with emails, it's easy for me to say, don't open attachments, don't click on links, when you know that you need that to run your business. So what I do, it's real simple, is go as a business enabler. I have a Windows computer that I use for doing all my work, doing all my business. I then have an iPad that I only use for checking email and surfing the web.
Ah.
Now, the probability of compromise is low because most exploits are Windows-based, and even if I do get attacked, it's going to have no data, and I can re-image the system pretty quickly. On server side, it's real simple. Two simple rules. Any system accessible from the Internet must be fully patched and up-to-date, and critical data never resides on public-facing systems. And then supply chain, simple rule. Any external connections from a vendor or anybody else must always go through a firewall and be isolated from your network.
Right.
You just do those simple things. Use an iPad, patch your systems, control your data, and filter out third-party connections. And I know it might sound oversimple. It's not. That's what it takes
works.
To not be a victim of these attacks.
And I have a cybersecurity software program on my computer that if something comes in that's spam or some kind, not spam, some kind of ransomware or some kind of cyber potential cyber attack in email, it gets it on the way in. It grabs it on the way in and said, hey, by the way, we just quarantined this. So I never see it.
Exactly. Yeah. In the last year, I have to give a lot of credit to the endpoint vendors because they've created some amazing behavioral analytics that can really catch and stop a lot of these attacks.
Eric, I need your website quickly, please.
www.secure-anchor.com.
Secure-anchor.com. Eric, thanks again for being here. Good job today. We'll see you. Eric Cole, Dr. Eric Cole, Cyber Crisis. Cyber Crisis by Eric Cole, folks. You want to check that out. I promise you, buy two of them. You're going to want to give one away after you read it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.